the reason why healthcare is so out of control now as opposed to in the past is we as individuals have lost our collective bargaining power. You know, there was a lot more emphasis on, you know, pension programs of the past and having, you know, your employer had that power where they could keep the cost low. And that's shifted more and more to the individual, and not surprisingly, you know, we pay what we're told to pay. And it doesn't matter if we're talking care, we're talking drugs, you know, we've lost that ability. And there's more middlemen in the way as well now. You know, I've talked to pharmacists, and the PBMs are, you know, the private pharmacies are getting destroyed by the PBMs. I mean, they don't know when they're given a script if they're actually going to get reimbursed at the full cost of that. And so it's, they're losing power there. And so, one of my majors was in, was German. And so I'm familiar with the German education and the healthcare system. And we're the last developed country to have a system like that. That being said, you can't, once again, flip the switch and have it go to a more European or industrial system overnight. Because there's a lot of people that have good health plans out there, and you don't want to destroy, jobs and an economy by radically shifting everything overnight. But I'm a firm believer in the market and innovation. But where the market fails people, it's incumbent upon we as the public to make sure that the markets work for us again, and they're not. And so an example legislatively of where to fix that is you have the government programs, Medicare and Medicaid, lobby on our behalf and help set drug prices. And so that you don't have, I read an article a couple months ago, and it was the list of some of the biggest selling drugs going, increasing their costs, 5, 10, 15%. When wages are only going up 2 or 3%, just barely keeping pace with inflation, that money's coming from somewhere. It's coming from us. And because they have pricing power. And we need to bring pricing power back to us.